9 years ago, there came Barack Hussein Obama. Soon after, there came one Eric Holder with the title of Attorney General. Holder was head of the Justice Department. Holder, with the power of indictment, himself should have been indicted. Remember Fast and Furious, among other things that this man tolerated or participated in? And Holder was followed by one Loretta Lynch, she, again, with the title of Attorney General. Holder and Lynch, in my opinion, Attorneys General in title only. In reality, Holder and Lynch were merely foils for Barack Hussein Obama, political to the core. The supposed objectivity of the Department of Justice went south, so they say, and justice from that department was often denied or never pursued. And then from the south came former Senator Jeff Sessions. From the great state of Alabama, Sessions was appointed Attorney General by President Donald John Trump. And 8 years after Eric Holder, a real Attorney General took office. And the Justice Department, politically driven and even corrupted top to bottom by the Obama administration, was transformed into a department truly and constitutionally in the pursuit of justice. Amen to that, don't you think? Early on in the Trump administration, Democrats, furious at the election of Trump, thought they had found a scandal, accusing Russia of meddling with our 2016 presidential elections, and in fact, working in devious ways to secure the election of Trump. Democrats, the liberals, progressives, and radicals demanded an investigation, a legal investigation, and the appointment of a special prosecutor, also demanding that Attorney General Sessions recuse himself, that is, get out of the way, and appoint a so-called objective special prosecutor and investigator. Sessions bowed to that liberal pressure, recused himself, which brought on the ire of President Trump, even to the point where Trump had considered replacing Sessions. But he never did, and that for now was indeed the right move to make. Or rather, not make. Sessions is the right man to pursue what is right and just. The great state of Alabama should be proud that one of their very own is the leader of the American Justice Department. We the people now have a real Attorney General. Perhaps one of the most important issues which Sessions and the DOJ must deal with is free speech, especially on college and university campuses. On those campuses, the search for truth has suffered, as one writer so well said, suffered with the imposition of truth by censors replacing objectivity. In the various areas and zones of our culture where objectivity, where free thinking, and a search for truth should thrive, there is now radical censorship in so many cases, and the stifling of speech by universities and college administrators. Stifling of the speech they deem offensive, or even call hate speech. How did they ever get those rights? These often liberal and radically run colleges have indeed stifled the search for truth, and each day imposed truth by censors. Of course, their very own idea of what truth should be. One survey of 450 American colleges and universities found that one-third of those public schools surveyed, which of course are subject to the First Amendment and freedom of speech, had written policies banning disfavored speech. Wow. These so-called objective educational entities had taken it upon themselves to determine what speech was correct, politically correct, and favored. And all other speech contrary to these newly set standards was banned, barred, or allowed only in carefully regulated zones of the university. Anything these educational elites deemed as offensive, anything at all, was banned. Can you believe that? And disallowed with the so-called objective of protecting the sensitivities of easily influenceable students. Oh, the poor babies. Who might suffer some severe emotional and sensitivity reaction to the so-called offensive speech. Oh, poor, poor babies. those policies were strictly enforced, and into being came the nefarious free speech zones. You've heard of them, right? In short, whatever you may believe which may be different from the truth panels and censors of the universities should be kept to yourself, disallowed on campuses generally, and confined to certain very small areas, so-called free speech zone areas of college campuses. No matter that it was a direct violation of the Constitution, and especially the First Amendment regarding free speech, the imposition of truth by censors, don't you love that one? Truth by censors, college censors, grew aggressively and unconstitutionally. And a minimum of 1 in 10 educational institutions did, in fact, have these free speech zones in small or out-of-the-way areas on campus. It should be shocking to every American that our educational institutions have been taken over by speech dictators and the search for truth dealt a lethal blow. Tragic for America, my fellow Americans. Tragic. So, enter Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Sessions and the Department of Justice challenged a Georgia college regarding the school's strict limits on where and how students can express themselves. Sessions warned the college and the nation that freedom of thought and speech are under attack on these college campuses, and he called on university officials to boldly and unequivocally defend expression of ideas rather than stifle them. Sessions warned that Gwinnett College in Georgia, have you ever heard of that? And all other universities, that the American university was once the center of academic freedom, a place of robust debate, a forum for the competition of ideas. In a speech at Georgetown Law School, Sessions warned that colleges and universities are transforming into, his words, an echo chamber, beautiful, an echo chamber of political correctness and homogeneous thought. Well said, Mr. Sessions. And he went on to say that colleges are becoming, in so many ways, a shelter for fragile egos. A shelter for fragile egos. Beautiful. The Department of Justice intervened in a case by a Christian student at Gwinnett College in Georgia who was confined by the college to a free speech zone to express his religious and Christian beliefs. And even then, this student would be required to get advance approval for anything he would say. Incredible, isn't it? And more, this Christian student was forbidden to distribute flyers about his Christian faith unless he did so in one of the school's 2 free speech expression areas. But again, only with advance college approval. So that led Sessions and the Justice Department to file against Gwinnett College a statement of interest, a DOJ statement of interest. And that allows government attorneys to weigh in on legal matters presented without being a party to the lawsuit. Not only, said Sessions, were the speech policies unconstitutional, but such college policies established what is now called the heckler's veto. The heckler's veto. Have you heard of that? Boy, it's alive and well on our college campuses. This veto actually allows students, through the means of heckling, to shut down speeches and speakers with riotous protests, and even in some cases violent means, in order to protect their sensitivities against offensive speech. What a joke. The hecklers, rather than free speech, were actually encouraged by Gwinnett College to shut down the offensive speech rather than to encourage free and different speech. You can be certain this case will find its way to the United States Supreme Court. It has to, for there exists now one of the most critical threats to our constitutional way of life and our First Amendment freedoms, which, if carried out, my fellow Americans, could well mean the end of First Amendment freedoms on college campuses. Oh, make it happen, Attorney General Sessions. Please make it happen. Our colleges and universities are run amok and out of control. the University of Florida had to spend some $600,000 in security costs alone for police protection in order to allow a speech by an individual who was conservative. The University of California, Berkeley, one hotbed of radical liberalism, spent $800,000 to provide security for an appearance by a conservative speaker, who was only allowed to speak for some 15 minutes before mobs of noisy protesters cut him off. In short, if any speaker differs from the radical, progressive philosophies of these liberal universities, incredible security costs would be involved to get conservative speakers on campus, and the possibility for violence certainly increased. Does that not, to you, seem incredible in the United States of America? Boy, it sure does to me. And I am deeply concerned for that precious freedom, that freedom of speech. Gwinnett College, Georgia, has actually determined that a testimony of the Christian faith in both written and verbal word is offensive, even hate speech, and it must be confined and curtailed to tiny free speech zones and never beyond that. Well, here it comes, my fellow Americans. Here comes that attack on Christianity. So, are you listening, Christians? Are you watching what has happened to the First Amendment and the attack on the Christian faith? Are you listening? Are you paying attention to what happened at Gwinnett College, Georgia? Attorney General Sessions has said that the intervention by the DOJ is just beginning, and that the Justice Department intends to file statements of interest in other college free speech cases. Great news, Mr. Sessions, great news. Go for it and make it happen. And further, said Attorney General Sessions, a national recommitment to free speech on campus and to ensuring First Amendment rights is long overdue. Long overdue. Oh, brother, is it ever? Speech seems to be prohibited by these radical administrations, even if there is the slightest threat that such speech will be met with protest or hurt sensitivities, which can then trigger the so-called heckler's veto, which would effectively be the end of the offensive speech and the speaker speaking it. It is well to remember that this unconstitutional suppression of speech is occurring on more than 1 in 10 United States colleges. And trust me, there is much, much more to come. Free speech zones will happen everywhere unless they are stopped. Actually, hundreds more colleges and universities are considering these very same policies for their campuses. But according to Jeff Sessions, you can be sure that the Justice Department intervention will indeed force universities to take a hard look at free speech zones for fear that their university may be the next target of a lawsuit and the intervention of the Justice Department. Whether actual litigation or the filing of statement of interest in other litigation. Not only that, but federal funding for education could well be involved at some point, with serious financial hurt to these radical universities and their progressive liberal administrators. Boy, I'm for that. You know, it's really good to see a real attorney general at work. A real attorney general at work. Is it not, my fellow Americans? Good for you, Jeff Sessions of Alabama. Good for you. So colleges and universities should get the message that the Justice Department will not tolerate these restrictive policies, nor the heckler's veto shutting down free speech, which sends the message that the college favors the rights of hecklers over the rights of speakers and free speech. That just has to stop. And yet another example. At University of California, Berkeley, you know, one of the most radical campuses in America, one Ben Shapiro, a 33-year-old Harvard-trained lawyer, was invited to speak. Shapiro, Jewish, was targeted by anti-Semites for his Jewish faith and for his open stance against hate speech, whether coming from the left or the right. When Shapiro spoke on campus, UC Berkeley spent $600,000 in security costs in order that Shapiro could speak on campus. Isn't that shocking? Which Shapiro did, by the way, before a packed house. and for once on this radical campus, a breath of free speech air permeated the campus. That must have been a great night and a great event. And at the end of the speech, one writer said the following: "To my knowledge, no one fainted, no one was unsafe, and I certainly hope no one needed counseling." Wow. You know, we're talking about college and university students, and we are worried about their sensitivities. These are not fourth and fifth graders. These are young adults working with their minds. Why do we have to protect them? It's absurd. And by the way, the hecklers were unable to veto Shapiro and his speech, and Berkeley was far better for it. Good for you, Ben Shapiro. Our founding fathers, as they crafted the Bill of Rights, taught us that reason and knowledge produce the closest approximation to truth, and from truth should arise justice. But the application of reason requires discourse and disagreement. That is, discussion and differing points of view, and frequently argumentation. That's a good and a healthy thing, and it ought not to be stopped. So, reasoned the founders, that is why the free speech guarantee in the First Amendment also permeates our institutions, our traditions, and in fact, all of our Constitution. All of our rights are predicated upon free speech. They really are. Free speech. That is probably the most important constitutional guarantee and freedom of all. Don't you agree? So, my fellow Americans, a national recommitment from all of us, we the people, to free speech on campus and everywhere is long overdue. And our aggressive action to protect and defend First Amendment rights is also long overdue. And the intervention of the Department of Justice and Attorney General Sessions in these matters, whether actual litigation or statements of interest, is long overdue as well. Attorney General Sessions has promised that the Justice Department will step up, intervene, and be proactive in accomplishing this recommitment, totally abandoned by Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch. Totally abandoned. Good for you, Mr. Sessions. Good for you. Finally acting as a real attorney general. My fellow Americans, this very year, we the people celebrated the 230th anniversary of the Constitution of the United States of America. Those precious freedoms in our 1787 Constitution, given to us by our founding fathers, are the very best assets of our America. Attorney General Sessions from the great state of Alabama has reminded us that these freedoms were bought with a price. Were they ever? The blood of our forefathers was shed for us and for the rights we have in our Constitution. So please, my fellow citizens, please, don't lose them. Don't lose them. Now knowing especially that the Department of Justice is back to caring about justice, and Attorney General Sessions will help us protect and defend these basic freedoms. And finally, hear the words of Attorney General Jeff Sessions from the great state of Alabama. Tired of hearing that? I'm not. The real Attorney General. Hear these words. Sessions says, "We have staked a country on the principle that robust and even contentious debate is how we discover truth and resolve the most intractable problems before us. This is the heritage that we have been given and which we must protect." Amen, Jeff Sessions. Amen. Get on with it. If you and the Justice Department, the DOJ, will step up and stay the course and prevent the spread of this constitutional cancer as it eats away at the First Amendment, so will we the people. Thank you for leading us, sir. And no matter how offensive this may be, God bless America.